It is now time for
the feature band of the week.
Access granted.
Come back to me, baby. Come back to me.
That's right.
Nice. So.
Well, now at least we know how it works.
Exactly.
So
we know for next time.
Yeah. So anyways, this CD came into the studio, and immediately when I saw it, I knew it was something big. Came into the studio Jack White's album called Blunderbuss.
Oh, yeah.
And so I opened, it was addressed to Mono a Mono, and I opened it up, and I'm looking through, but it didn't have a one sheet on it.
Oh, yeah.
And I figured, well,
those are usually helpful.
You know, it's because he's such a big actor that Jack White doesn't need to include the bio sheet. You know, he's been on School of Rock and a whole bunch
Gulliver's
of different
Travels.
Things. Yeah. So, I mean, he released his
High Fidelity.
Yeah, his Blunderbuss album here with a bunch of great tracks. And so we'll get to some of that.
Now, wait a second. No. That's... I don't think... No, I think you're mistaken. The guy that you're thinking of, he's in another band.
Oh, he isn't from another band.
Yeah. He's in another band. He's in another band called Tenacious D.
Yeah, that's right. He's
exactly.
Not. This isn't the actor one. This is the guy from the other band called Tenacious D.
That's right. Yeah, okay. Yeah. And it's funnily enough... that's not a word, but I don't care. Funnily enough... Tenacious D also released a new album. So
that's right, because
Jack White is a busy, busy guy.
On Nightmare Radio last week, they did the full album preview.
That's right. So
he's got two brand new albums out.
At the same time.
Maybe we'll have to get to one from that, too, even though they played it last week.
That is pretty prolific.
Yeah.
That is pretty darn prolific.
So, I mean...
But this is not the actor guy?
No, he's not the actor. He's definitely the guy from
Tenacious D.
Yeah.
And now he's got a side project, that solo side project.
Yeah.
That's
so
cool.
He's got a whole bunch of stuff going on here.
Yeah.
So,
especially because they're both kind of, you know, in listening to both albums, they're very, you know, very different.
Yeah,
it's
they do
wide
seem very
spectrum.
Different. Yeah.
Which is
cool.
Yeah. Like the Tenacious D album tends to be a little harder, and the humor is a little, you know, a little much, a little over the top,
this one's
vulgar,
very dark.
Some might say.
That's probably why I wanted to do a side project.
Probably, because like this is, you know, Rise of the Phoenix by Tenacious D and his Tenacious D band. He was probably, just joking around.
Yeah.
This is how I'm going to get my jokes out. And then with the Blunderbuss,
maybe to him that's the side project. He doesn't really care about it, and it's all kind of a big joke.
Could be, yeah, could be. Who knows? I can't get inside the man's head, especially because there was no one sheet.
Well, yeah. So let's do that. Let's play I believe the single from this. And now I'm second guessing myself because there's no one sheet. I was going to say the single is Blunderbuss, but that's what the album's called.
It could be a self titled.
Could
Wait,
be.
No, that's the title track. That's what it's called.
Yeah.
If it was self-titled, it'd be called Jack White.
Yeah. Well, let's do it anyway.
Okay.
We're going to play Blunderbuss right here from the Jack White album, and then we'll play one from his other band, Tenacious D. It's in there. And then we'll play one from his other band, Tenacious D, after that.
Sounds like a plan, Stanley.
So here it is. Blunderbuss. From the Blunderbuss album by Jack White, right here on Sound FM 100.3, Mono a Mono.
turn his head, I'd see you look at me. Moon brown and sea red, and demons in your pocket that sang romance, performed a dance inside silver locket. Standing straight, designed by men so ladies would have to lean back in their gate. You grabbed my arm and left with me, but you were not allowed to. You took me to a public place to quietly blend into. Such a trick, pretending not to be doing what you want to, but seems like everybody does this every waking moment. Touched you like the two of us both needed. Safe to say that others might not approve of this and plead it. So selfish them would be their cry, and who would be brave to argue? Doing what two people need is never on the menu.
All right, so there it was, the brand new Jack White right there from his Blunderbuss. Blunderbuss. Man, that's hard to say.
It's tough to say, man. It is.
Blunderbuss album, and that was the Blunderbuss song right there. So cool. Now we're going to get to... There's
some junk on it.
Yeah. Damn it all. It's because I've been listening to it quite a bit lately.
A lot.
But let's get to his other band here. A song from his Tenacious D album, which is
Tenacious D project.
Let's get to, I think the single track, is Roadie off of this one.
Okay.
All right, so
here we go. This
is
Jack White.
Jack White.
Jack White. Jack White's side project, Tenacious D. It's a little bit more humorous, but injects a little bit of humor. It's not so, you know, serious as that last song. But, so here we go. This is Roadie by Tenacious D here on 100.3 Sound FM, Mono A Mono.
Well, it's 3 p.m., time to lug the gear. Got to get it on the stage. My muscles flex, my fucking sweat will save the day. When I check the mic, I fuck, I check the mic, I fuck, I check, I check, a 1, 2, 3, I plug it in, I make it sound as good as can be. Cause the rock is rock, but the road is road. Gotta take the mic, I guess I take control. Gotta get that shit up on that fucking stage. Because the roadie knows what the roadie knows, and the roadie knows that he wears black clothes, and he hides off in the shadows off the stage. Because the roadie looks 1,000 miles with his eyes. And when the crowd roars, brings a teardrop to the roadie's eyes. Tears of pride, because he brought you the show. But you will never know, he's changing the strings. Must go on. Then a beautiful girl come to me. She say, hey, can I suck your dick? I say, yes, I am in love. And she quickly say, I sucked your dick, and now give me that backstage pass. I do not want you, roadie. I want Cage's chode. Oh! I'm standing at the threshold of your dream. Without me, there'd be no sound from those amps. Without me, there'd be no lights on the stage. But you don't apply for me.
There All you right. have it. That's Roadie. It.
Yeah.
By Tenacious D. Who Jack White is a proud member of.
Yeah.
Founding member, I think, even.
Yeah. So there you
so,
have it.
Quite a variety there that and you know that's just
actually I thought it seemed pretty serious. Like that was a good song, serious about the roadies. They do a lot for the show.
The role of the roadies, that's right. But I mean between the two of them though, it's quite a different sound, you would admit.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Right? That just shows his musical genius.
And even before that, like just before that last one, you heard some Jack White, and we had a Mono Amigo message us and said he did a really cool thing with the vinyls as he was releasing them. So people, you got to get your eyes out there. He put 1,000 vinyls into helium-filled balloons with the vinyls inside.
Yep.
And let them off into the atmosphere of the world.
There was 1,000 of them, and so far, from our valued listener, only 5 have been found. So keep your eyes peeled. Now, I'm not sure which vinyl it was, whether it was for Rise of the Phoenix or if it was for Blunderbuss. Maybe a combination of
Blunderbuss.
I think it was probably half and half. I think it was 500 each.
And,
that's what I heard.
See, if we had the one sheet, it wouldn't...
We'd know.
But anyway, so look out for these helium-filled balloons. You see one dropping, just don't think, oh, the kid let go of their balloon. It could be Jack White's balloon coming at
you. That's right. You could end up with a limited edition vinyl copy of either Rise of the Phoenix or Blunderbuss.
That's exactly right.
Uh-huh.